弟兄姐妹早上好。
By the mercy of the Lord, we can gather this morning.
因着神的怜悯，早上我们依然能够相聚。
This morning, please turn your attention to Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1.
早上请大家一同来注意以西结书第一章第一节。
Ezekiel chapter 1, verse 1.
以西结书第一章第一节。
Now, it came about in the 30th year, on the 5th day of the 4th month, while I was by the river Chebar among the exiles, the heavens were open, I saw visions of God.
当三十年四月初五日，以西结在加巴鲁河边被掳的人中，天就开了，得见神的异象。
And Verse 26.
第二十六节。
Now, above the expanse that was over their heads, there was something resembling a throne, like lapis lazuli in appearance, and on that which resembled a throne, high up was a figure with the appearance of a man.
在他们头以上的苍穹之上有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石，在宝座形象以上有仿佛人的形状。
Now 28, verse 28.
第二十八节。
As the appearance of the rainbow in the clouds on a rainy day, so was the appearance of the surrounding radiance. Such was the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.And when I saw it, I fell on my face and heard a voice speaking.
下雨的日子，云中虹的形状怎样，周围光辉的形状也是怎样。这就是耶和华荣耀的形象。我一看见就俯伏在地，又听见一位说话的声音。
Let's pray.
让我们一同祷告。
Father, we come together full of thanksgiving in our heart.
父，当我们一同来到您面前的时候，我们心中满了感恩。
We gather together by the faithfulness of our Lord.
我们是因着主的信实得以相聚。
We come together and remember your loving kindness never cease.
我们一同相聚，也能够来纪念您的慈爱永远长存。
And your mercy is new every morning.
您的怜悯每早晨都是新鲜的。
Thy faithfulness.
您的信实极其广大。
We are reminded that our portion is in you.
我们也纪念你是我们杯中的份。
This morning as we gather together, we pray that you will open our eyes to see the heavens are open for us.
早上我们祷告，愿您让我们看到那天是为我们敞开了。
And we pray that all of us will be able to see the glory of the Lord and the throne of the Lord.
也愿祷告让我们能够看到神的荣耀和神的宝座。
I submit myself and my brother into your hands.
我把我和我的弟兄都交在您的手中。
So we can become that vessel in your hands.
所以让我们能够成为你手中的器皿。
We commit this time into your hands.
我们把下面的时间交在您的手中。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
For the past two Sundays, we have heard the need to turn our back.Upon the world.
在过去两周我们都听到我们需要转身背向俗世。
This morning we want to continue and think about how can we actually do that.
那早上我们要一同来思想我们如何才能如此行呢。
After hearing two messages, that all of us probably in agreement that we do need to turn our back upon the world.
那在听过了两篇信息之后，我想我们都同意，我们需要来转身背向俗世。
But it is easy to in agreement with that.
但要来同意这事是非常容易的。
It is another thing to actually practice it in our life.
但在我们的生活当中来实际的操练却是另外一回事。
In Old Testament, the people of Israel were told by prophet after prophet.To crush the idols.
在旧约的时代，以色列人被一个又一个的先知来警告，他们需要摔碎众偶像。
But they have hard time to do it in their life.
但在他们自己的生活当中，要如此行却是非常不容易。
Why it is so hard to turn our back upon the world?
为什么如此的艰难让我们来转身背向俗世呢？
We find the answer in this morning's hymn 302.
在早上我们唱的这首诗歌302首当中我们就找到答案。
In the stanza 5 of the hymn, he said, Who extinguish their taper till they hail the rising sun?
在第五节当中就讲到，有谁愿熄灭他的灯光，若非早晨的日已再望。
Who discard the garb of winter till the summer has begun?
又有谁愿意收藏他寒衣，若非炎夏的风已兴起。
The world is like a taper in our hand, the garb of winter on our bodies.
这个世界就好像我们的灯光和我们的寒意一样。
It is hard for us to extinguish the taper until we can see the rising sun.
直到我们看到那早晨的日已再望，否则是很艰难能够让我们来熄灭这灯光的。
It is hard for us to discard the garb of winter until we know the summer has begun.
若非我们知道炎夏的风已经兴起，我们很难能够愿收藏起自己的寒衣。
What is that rising sun?
所以什么是那早晨的太阳呢？
What is our summer?
什么是我们的炎夏呢？
In the refrain of this hymn 302,
在这首302首的这个副歌当中，
It says, Seize thou my heart, cause my blind to see, thou art the fairest of thousands to me.
讲到求你开我眼并夺我心，你是千万人中之第一人。
The fairest of thousands is that rising sun.
那千万人中之 的第一人就是那早晨的太阳。
Unless we can see the rising sun, we will be unable to extinguish the taper in our hands.
除非我们看到这早晨的太阳，否则我们无法熄灭手中的灯光。
Then we saw this morning from the book of Ezekiel.
早上我们在以西结书当中看到
How he saw that rising sun.
以西结如何看到了那早晨的太阳。
How he saw the glory of the Lord.
他如何看到耶和华的荣耀。
We know that Ezekiel was in among exiles.
我们知道以西结当时是被掳的。
He was about 30 years old.
他大概有三十岁。
He belonged to a very prominent priestly family.
他出于一个显著的祭司家庭。
You when you remember when Moses numbered the Levi, he numbered them from 1 month old.
你记得当摩西来数点利未人时，他数点了所有一个月以外的男子。
If you are a 1 month old Levi, you are numbered.
如果你是大于一个月的利未人的话，你就被数点。
You are counted to serve in the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem one day.
你就被数点，有一天要在耶路撒冷主的殿中来侍奉。
From 1 month old until they are 25, they learn how to be a Levite.
从一个月开始直到25岁，他们就要被训练如何做一个利未人。
Ezekiel was born in the days of King Josiah.
以西结生在约西亚王的年代。
It was a great time to be a priest.During the reign of Josiah,
在约西亚王做王的时候是非常的荣耀，能够做一个祭司。
As the young Ezekiel grew up, it was his dream that one day he could serve in the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem.
在以西结长大的过程当中，他的梦想就是能够有一天在耶路撒冷神的殿中来侍奉。
But when he was 25,
但当他25岁的时候
，Jehoiakim was the king, and he did evil in the sight of the Lord.
约雅金作王，他行耶和华眼中看为恶的事。
The king of Babylon came to Jerusalem, and King Jehoiakim surrendered to the king of Babylon.
巴比伦王来到耶路撒冷，约雅金王就投降于巴比伦王。
Then the king of Babylon carried all Jerusalem into exile, including all the officers, all the fighting men, and all the skilled workers and artisans.
那巴比伦王就掳去了耶路撒冷的众民和众首领，并所有大能的勇士和一切的木匠、铁匠。
And Ezekiel was part of that.
以西结就在众人当中。
Just when Ezekiel was to enter the temple to serve as apprentice, he was taken into captivity.
正当以西结要进入圣殿来侍奉的时候，他就被掳。
During the first few years in exile, they were still hoping that they would be able to return to Jerusalem.
在他被掳的前几年，他们依然能够期望会回到耶路撒冷。
There were even false prophets prophesying that within 2 years, they would be able to go back to Jerusalem.
甚至有一些假先知就起来说，两年之内他们就必回到耶路撒冷。
However, in the fourth year in exile,
然而当他们被掳第四年之时，
they receive a letter from Jeremiah.
他们就从耶利米那里得到了一封信，
told them the captivity would last for a long time.
告诉他们这被掳的光景要持续很久。
In the fifth year of his exile, Ezekiel reached the age of 30.
当他被掳第五年的时候，以西结就满了30岁。
He found himself by the river of Chebar among the exiles.
他就发现自己在加巴鲁河边，在被掳的人中。
He would have been a priest by that time, serving in the temple of the Lord in Jerusalem.
他本来在那个时候应该是一个在耶路撒冷当中是在耶路撒冷神的殿中侍奉的祭司。
But he was in exile in Babylon.
但他被掳在巴比伦。
There's no use of a priest in Babylon.
一个在巴比伦的祭司是没有什么用处的。
He did not know what he should do in Babylon.
他也不知道在巴比伦他该做什么。
There's no purpose for his life in exile.
当他被掳之后，他的人生就完全没有意义。
On the fifth day of the fourth month,
在四月初五日，
the heavens were open,
天就开了，
and he saw visions of God.
他就看到神的异象。
Brother and sister, what does the open heaven mean?
弟兄姐妹，这敞开的天是什么意思呢？
Before we can discuss open heaven, let's first discuss how the earth heavens were closed in the first place.
那当我们来讨论敞开的天时，让我们先来思想这个天是怎么样被关到的。
We have to go back to the beginning.
让我们先回到最初。
The Garden of Eden resembled the kingdoms of heavens.
伊甸园就代表了天国。
And in the garden, it is where God is.
在这个园当中，神也在那里。
It is where life is.
生命也在那里。
It is where the divine order is.
神圣的秩序也在那里。
And it is the true representation of heavenly things.
就是一切属天事物那真实的代表。
But when Adam sinned,
但当亚当犯罪时，
the heavens were closed to Adam.
天就向着亚当关起来了。
Not only heaven closed to Adam, heaven closed to sons of Adam.
不仅向着亚当是关闭的，向着亚当的子孙也都是关闭的。
So how can we get this heaven open again?
所以我们如何能够让这个天再敞开呢？
God sent His Son Jesus to this world.
神就差遣他的儿子耶稣来到这世上。
And Jesus said to Nathanael one time.
有一次，耶稣就对拿单业这样说：
Truly, truly, I say to you.You will see the heavens open and the angels of God ascending and descending on the Son of Man.
我实实在在地告诉你们，你们将要看见天开了，神的使者上去下来在人子身上。
This was a picture taken from the dream of Jacob, who saw a ladder was set on the earth with his top reaching to heaven. And behold, the angels of God were ascending and descending on it.
那这幅图画是从雅各的梦中而来，他就梦见一个梯子立在地上，梯子的头顶着天，有神的使者在梯子上上去下来。
Jesus said to Nathanael, I am the ladder. It's over me that the heavens are open. No one comes to the Father but through me.
耶稣在这里对拿单业所说的是，我就是那梯子，天要在我的上面打开，若不借着我，没有人能到父那里去。
One day when Jesus was baptized,
有一天当耶稣受了洗，
when he came out from the river Jordan, and behold, the heavens were opened.
那他从约旦河里出来的时候，天就忽然为他开了。
And he saw the Spirit of God descending as a dove and coming upon him.
他就看见神的灵仿佛鸽子降下落在他身上。
And the river Jordan is a figure of the cross.
这约旦河就是十字架的一个形象。
There was a man that was put to death and buried when he was on the cross.
有一个人在十字架上被钉死并被埋葬。
This is the man to whom the heavens are closed.
向着这个人天是关掉的。
Then there will be another man on the other side of the cross.
但在十字架的另外一面还有一个人。
A new man rise.
一个新人就活了过来。
And to him the heavens are open.
向着他天是敞开的。
Our Lord Jesus was the one through the death, burial, and resurrections opened the heaven again.
我们的主耶稣就是那一位借着死被埋葬并复活过来，天就向他敞开了。
And Hebrew further tells us, by the blood of our Lord Jesus, and by a new and living way through his body, the heavens are open to all of us.
希伯来书的作者告诉我们，借着耶稣的血，从他的身体中为我们开了一条又新又活的路，天就向我们敞开了。
This is an objective way of looking at open heaven.
这是来看这个敞开的天的客观的一面。
But there is a subjective side as well.
那同时还有主观的一面。
Objectively, the heaven is open today.
从客观一面来说，天今天已经开了。
But each of us must subjectively.To see the open heaven.
但我们每一个人都需要主观的能够看见那个敞开的天。
When Jesus asked disciples, "What do people say that the Son of Man is?"
当耶稣问门徒说，人说我人子是谁
？They say some say John the Baptist, and others Elijah, but still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets.
他们就说，有人说是施洗的约翰，有人说是以利亚，又有人说是耶利米或是先知里的一位。
And Jesus said to him.But who you said that I am?
那耶稣就说：“你们说我是谁
？”And some Simon Peter answered, "You are the Christ, the Son of the Living God."
西门彼得回答说：“你是基督，是永生神的儿子。
”Jesus said to Peter, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, because flesh and blood did not reveal this to you, but my Father who is in heaven."
耶稣对他说：“西门巴约拿，你是有福的。”因为这不是属血肉的指示你的，乃是我在天上的父指示的。
The heavens were open to Simon Peter.
那时天向着西门彼得敞开了。
Otherwise, he would be unable to see that.
否则的话，他是不可能看到这些的。
But when the heavens are open to Peter,
当天向着彼得敞开的时候
，he saw the Jesus on the earth is the Christ in heavens.
他看到那地上的耶稣就是天上的基督。
And brother and sister, every one of us has this experience before.
弟兄姐妹，你我都曾有这样的经历。
Because one day in our life,
因为有一天在我们的生命的里面
we confess this historical Jesus is the Son of Living God.
我们承认在历史上的这一位耶稣就是那活神的儿子。
How you and I will be able to know that?
你和我如何能够知道呢
？How can we tell this Jesus in history is the Son of Living God in heavens？
你和我如何能够来说这历史上的耶稣就是那永生神的儿子呢
？Because someday, one day in your life, heavens are open to you.
因为有一天在你的生命的里面，天向你敞开了。
Then you saw this Jesus is the Son.Of living God.
那你就看到耶稣就是永生神的儿子。
So brother and sister, every one of us has subjective experience of open heavens.
所以弟兄姐妹，你我都有着主观的经历。
Now let's turn back to that question we started this morning.
所以那我们再回到早上讲到的那个问题。
How can we turn our back upon the world?
我们如何能够转身背向俗世呢
？We all know we need to turn our back.Upon the world,
我们都知道我们应当转身背向俗世。
We know we should extinguish our tapers.
我们也知道我们当熄灭自己的灯。
We know we should discard the garb of winter.
我们也知道我们当收藏自己的寒衣。
When the heavens are open to us,
当天向我们敞开
，We will see the sun has risen, the summer.Has begun.
我们就能够看到早晨的日已在望，炎夏的风已兴起。
Then it's very easy to extinguish the taper.
那就很容易让我们能够来灭掉、熄灭这灯光。
And discard the garb of winters.
并收藏我们的寒衣。
This morning I would like to focus on two things.
早上我们愿来看两件事。
When the heavens open to us, what do we see?
就是当天向我们敞开的时候，我们能看到什么？
Ezekiel saw two things.
以西结看到了两件事。
He saw the glory of the Lord.
他看到神的荣耀。
Then he also saw the throne of the Lord.
他也看到了神的宝座。
It is so important for us to see this.
是何等的重要，我们能够看到这一件。
Because the glory of the Lord and the throne of the Lord will govern how we live and how we serve.
因为神的荣耀和神的宝座决定了我们如何生活，如何侍奉。
Let's start with the first one, the glory of the Lord.
那先让我们来看第一件，就是神的荣耀。
In verse 28 of chapter 1 of Ezekiel,
在以西结书一章第二十八节。
Ezekiel saw the appearance of the likeness of the glory of the Lord.
以西结就看到耶和华荣耀的形象。
This is what we see when heavens are open.
这就是当天敞开时我们所看到的。
Once we see the glory of the Lord, we will never be able to return to where we were.
当我们看到神的荣耀之后，我们就没有办法再回到我们从前所在的地方。
For entire life, Ezekiel had a dream of becoming a priest.
在以西结的一生，他有这样一个梦想，能够成为一个祭司。
But when the heavens are open, when he saw the glory of the Lord, he never returned to be a priest.
但当天敞开，他看到神的荣耀的时候，他没有回去要做一个祭司。
He leave that dream behind.
他就把那个梦放在了背后。
He never became a priest.
他就从来没有成为一个祭司。
Instead, he became a prophet.
那反而他成为了一个先知。
When the glory of the Lord appeared to Abraham.
当荣耀的神像亚伯拉罕显现的时候
When he was in Ur of the Chaldeans,
那时他在加勒底的乌尔
And Abraham left his country, left his relatives, left his friends.
那亚伯拉罕就离开了他自己的本地本族和他的朋友
He never returned to Ur of Chaldeans for the rest of his life.
在他的余生他再也没有回到加勒底的乌尔
When you see the glory of the Lord, you will be forever changed.
当你看到过神的荣耀之后，你将永远的被改变。
Apostle Paul was thriving in the world of Judaism.
那使徒保罗他本在犹太教的世界是非常的兴旺。
He was very proud of his many records.
那为着他的很多的这些记录，他是非常的骄傲的。
He was circumcised eighth day.
他第八天就受割礼。
He's of the nation of Israel.
他是以色列族。
Of the tribe of Benjamin.
便雅悯支派的。
A Hebrew of Hebrews.
是希伯来人所生的希伯来人。
As to the law, a Pharisee.
就律法来说是法利赛人。
He was highly regarded individual in the world of Judaism.
在犹太教的世界，他是非常受人尊敬的。
But one day, the heaven.Were open to him.
但有一天，天向他敞开了。
He saw the glory of the Lord.
他看到主的荣耀。
He was forever changed.
从那以后，他就完全的改变。
He never returned to the world of Judaism.
他再也没有回到犹太教的世界。
Whatever things was gained to him before, he considered loss for the sake of Christ.
先前他以为有益的，现在因基督都当作有损。
He count all things to be lost.
他看万事为有损。
He was changed forever.
他永远的被改变。
He left the world behind.
他就把世界抛在后边。
He saw the rising sun.
他就看到那早晨的太阳。
He saw the fairest of thousands.
他看到那千万人之中最美的。
How canSaul leave the world behind without seeing the fairest of thousands.
扫罗若非看到那千万人当中最美的一位，如何能够来离开这世界呢？
Brothers and sisters, a brother shared with us the world can be many things.
弟兄姐妹，上周弟兄跟我们分享，世界可能是很多的事。
Let's talk about the world we are very familiar with.
那就让我们来谈一谈我们所熟悉的世界。
Jesus talked about this world in the the parable of the sower.
那耶稣就在这个撒种的比喻当中来讲到这个世界。
In this world, Jesus describes as thorns.
在这个世界当中，主就讲到这个荆棘。
And if seed were sown into thorns, the thorns will choke the seeds and it becomes unfruitful.
若种子是落在荆棘里，荆棘长起来把它挤住，就不能结实。
And the sower can continue to seed, to sow the seeds.
这个撒种的可能持续在那里撒种
，and the result will be the same.
那结果却是一样
，and the thorns will choke the seeds.
因为这个荆棘要挤住这个种子
，it will not be fruitful.
所以没有办法结实
，there's no shortage of seeds.
并不是说缺少种子
，but the thorns always choke the seeds.
但这个荆棘就要挤住种子
，and Jesus also told us what are the thorns.
那主也告诉我们什么是这荆棘
，the thornsOf the worry of the world and deceitfulness of wealth.
这荆棘就是世上的思虑和钱财的迷惑。
If we allow the worry of the world to choke us,
如果我们让这世上的思虑挤住我们
the seed would never bear fruit.
那种子就永远不会结实。
Jesus said to the disciples, "Do not be worried about your life as to what you will eat."Or what you will drink, nor for your body as to what you will put on. Is not life more than food, and body more than clothing?
主就对门徒们说，不要为生命忧虑吃什么、喝什么，为身体忧虑穿什么。生命不胜于饮食吗？身体不胜于衣裳吗？
How can we turn back from the worry of the world?
我们如何能够转身背离世上的思虑呢？
Especially during a time like this.
特别在如今这样的时间
Now we don't know when we are going to go back to work
我们不知道什么时候才能回去工作
We don't know when will the school be open
我们也不知道学校什么时候能开学
If school do open, we don't know whether it will be safe for our children
即使学校开了学我们也不知道是否孩子们去是安全的
Now we do not know whether we have a job to return to
我们也不知道我们是否还有一个工作能够回去。
If we are looking for a job in the summer, we do not know what the job market will look like.
如果我们在暑假要找工作的话，也不知就业市场会如何。
And we are in a very difficult period of time.
我们是在非常艰难的一个时间。
It is only natural that we have some worries.
我们里面有担忧是非常自然的。
Is it possible for us?To turn our back upon the worry of the world.
那我们是否能够转身背离这世上的思虑呢？
Yes, it is possible if the heavens are open to us.
是的，若天向着我们敞开的话，这件事就是可能的。
Back into 1993.
在1993年的时候
if you were in Houston back that time, you will know that that was a difficult time.In Houston as well.
如果你那时在休斯顿的话，你也知道，对休斯顿来说，那也是一个非常艰难的时间。
Now my company that had the layoff in 1991, 1992, and 1993.
我的公司就在1991年、1992年、1993年有三轮的这个辞退。
I still remember the layoff in 1993.
我仍然记得在1993年有很多人被解雇
And we were told in the morning to stay in your office that day
早上的时候我们被告知你们就留在办公室
No one was allowed to get out of their office
没有人被允许离开他们的办公室
Then your supervisor would knock your door and deliver a package to you if you were laid off
如果那时你被解雇的话，你的老板就会来敲你的门，来给你一份文件。
If no one knocked your door, you were safe.
如果没有人来敲你门的话，那你就是安全的。
Imagine that you sat in our office waiting for someone to knock that door.
想一想，你坐在办公室里等待有人来敲你的门。
For a few hours.
有好几个小时都是这样。
And that is left a very deep experience.
那是一个对我来说非常的深的经历。
I survived that layoff in the end.
最后在那一轮解雇当中，我存活了下来。
But my project was canceled.
但是我做的项目就完全的被取消了。
My teammates were reassigned and scattered.
和我同组的组员们他们就被分散。
I did not know what my next project would be.
我并不知道我下面的一个项目是什么。
I don't even know for a long time who would be my supervisor.
有很长的一段时间我都不知道我的老板会是谁。
I came to work every day with nothing to do.
每一天我都来上班但没有任何事可做。
And offices were half empty.
那办公室一半都是空着的。
When you have nothing to do, what will you do? You worry.
当你没有什么事可做的时候，你做什么呢？你就在这里担忧。
I had a 6 years old, a 4 years old, and 3 years old.
在那时，我有一个六岁、一个四岁、一个三岁的孩子。
And Sister Joy quit her job in 1991 to stay at home full time.
那 Joy 姊妹她从1991年就辞去了工作，在家里。
So the financial burden was on my shoulders.
所以全家的经济的负担都在我的肩上。
It's impossible not to worry.
所以要不思虑这是不可能的。
It's not actually under our control.
事实上这也不在我们的控制当中。
You can never say that I'm not worried.
你并不能够说我不想要忧虑。
Because that's not something you actually can control yourself.
因为这并不是你能够来控制自己的。
One day I was looking at a classified ad on newspapers.
有一天我就在报纸上看那个分类广告。
It was an ad from a local school looking for a school bus drivers.
那就是一个在当地的学校在这里找这个校车的驾驶员。
Now I had nothing to do.
那时我没有什么可做的。
So I'm reading that classified ad.
我就在那里读这个广告。
And I read the qualification of a school bus drivers.
那我就来读这个要来竞聘这个校车的驾驶员有什么要求。
And I met all the qualifications.
那我就满足一切的要求。
I'm healthy.
我是健康的。
I have a valid driver's license.
我有一个有效的驾驶执证。
I have no tickets for the past 3 years.
在过去的三年我没有收到任何的罚单。
But actually I was qualified to be a school bus driver.
那事实上我是够资格能够做一个校车的驾驶员。
But all of a suddenA voice came to me.
突然就有一个声音来问我。
Are you willing to be a school bus driver?
你是否愿意做一个校车的驾驶员？
It was a shock. I never thought of that way.
这是非常让我震惊的，因为我从来没有这样想过。
But I thought this was from the Lord.
但我觉得这是从主来的。
So I have to think about it.
所以我就要来认真的思想。
So I took out my pen, I started doing some calculations.
那我就拿起的笔来做一些计算。
Now engineer has to calculate.
你知道，工程师都要来计算。
I calculate what I would be earned as a school bus driver.
我就来算一算，如果我做一个校车驾驶员，我能赚多少钱。
Then I calculate how much I need to support my family.
然后我也来算一算，来供养我的家庭需要有多少的花销。
I did many different scenarios.
那我就来算了不同的这种情况。
But in the end, I came to the conclusions.
那最后的话，我得到这样一个结论。
The question is this.
问题是这个。
Am I willing to live a simple life?
我是否愿意过一个简单的生活？
If I am willing to live a simple life, I can live at any wage.
那如果我愿意过一个简单的生活的话，无论我的工资是多少，我都能够生活。
Therefore, I replied to the Lord, I'm willing to be a school bus driver.
所以我就这样的向主说，是的，我愿意做一个校车驾驶员。
And all of a sudden, all worries were lifted away from me.
那突然，一切的担忧都从我的身上好像被解脱了。
It's no way to be found anymore.
没有办法再找到这些忧虑。
The circumstances remain the same.
环境仍是一样。
But the worries were nowhere to be found.
但是忧虑再也找不到。
You know, for many years, it's hard for me to explain that.
有很多年我都没有办法来解释这件事。
How can I explain this?
我怎么来解释这件事呢？
What scripture?That can justify this experience.
有没有一个经节能够来解释这件事呢？
But yesterday, in our morning watch, I encountered this verses in Psalm 55.
昨天在我们晨更的时候，我就找遇到了这一节，就是在诗篇五十五节。
Verse 6. Chapter 55.
在诗篇五十五章第六节。
Oh, that I have wings like a dove, I will fly away and be at rest.
我说，但愿我有翅膀像鸽子，我就飞去得享安息。
And I found the verse.
我就找到了这样一个经
文。This is what happened in 1993.
这就是在1993年所发生的事。
All of a sudden, I have wings.
突然，我就像有了翅膀一
样。Like a dove.
我就飞去。
So I will fly away from my circumstances.
所以我就能够从我的环境当中来飞去。
And be at rest.
并且得享安息。
It was really like that I had wings.
这真的好像我有翅膀一样。
This is called heavens were open to you.
这就是叫做天向你敞开了。
I saw that Heavenly Father knows that I need all these things.
我看到天父知道我一切所需的。
And I shall seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all these things will be added to me.
我们要来先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给我们。
This word came alive in my heart.
这些话在我的心中就活了过来。
I was saved from the worry.Of the world.
我就从这世上的思虑当中被拯救出来。
And I never returned to it.
我也再也没有回到那个。
I don't know how to worry about that anymore.
我也不知道如何再为着这些事情而担忧。
If this kind of worry came to me again,
如果这一类的担忧再来到我的身上，
I had wings.
我有这翅膀。
I would simply fly away and be at rest.
我就可以飞去得享安息。
I have never talked to a recruiter since 1993.
从1993年开始，我就再没有跟一个招聘人员谈过话。
I have never had a job interview since 1993.
从1993年开始，我就再也没有去进行过一个这个工作的面试。
And never a time I update my resume.Ever since 1993,
从1993年开始，我也再也没有更新过自己的简历。
I can always come back to the fact.
我总能够回到这样的一个事实。
I have a father who knows all my needs.
我有一位天父是知道我一切所需。
Seek first His kingdom and His righteousness, and all of these things will be added to me.
你们要先求他的国和他的义，这些东西都要加给你们。
Ezekiel saw the glory of the Lord.
以西结看到了神的荣耀。
So he lay aside the dream of being a priest.
他就把自己想要做一个祭司的梦想放在一边。
Apostle saw the glory of the Lord.
使徒保罗看到了神的荣耀。
He left behind the world of Judaism.
他就离开了犹太教的世界。
Abraham saw the glory of the Lord.
亚伯拉罕看到了神的荣耀。
He left behind his country.
他就离开了自己的本地。
Brothers and sisters, we need to see the glory of the Lord to leave behind the worry of the world.
弟兄姐妹，我们需要看到神的荣耀，才能够来放下世上的思虑。
Second thing he saw, the throne of the Lord.
第二件他所看到的是神的宝座。
Above the expanse that was over their heads.There was the likeness of a throne, and upon the likeness of the throne was a likeness as the appearance of a man above upon it.
在他们头以上的苍穹之上有宝座的形象，仿佛蓝宝石；在宝座形象以上有仿佛人的形状。
The center of the second part is the throne.
在第二个意象的中心就是这个宝座。
Although there are many things around the throne,
虽然在宝座的周围有很多的事。
There are winds and cloud and fire.
有风，有云，有火。
There are four living beings and four wheels.
有那四活物和四个轮子。
And the living being have four wings.
这四活物有四个翅膀。
But four living beings and four wheels are part of the throne.
这四活物和这四个翅膀还有四轮都是这个宝座的一部分。
And four living beings and their wings govern how shall we live.
这四活物和他们的四个翅膀就决定了我们当如何的生活。
And four wheels and the spirit in it govern How shall we serve?
这四个轮子和其中的灵就决定了我们当如何的来侍奉。
Let's see how the storm of the Lord governed the life of Stephen.
我们来看一看神的宝座是如何决定了斯提凡他的生活。
Now Stephen was one of the seven brothers selected to serve tables.
斯提凡是被选出那七个管理桌子的使徒之一。
He was performing great wonders and signs among the people, and he was full of grace and power.
他满有恩惠能力，在民间行了大奇事和神迹。
He's unstoppable.
他是没有办法抵挡的。
Like the wheels.
就好像那轮子一样。
Therefore, the people of Synagogue, they rose up and dispute with Stephen.
所以当会堂里的人起来和斯提凡辩论之时，
they want to stop this wheel.
他们好想要来停住这个轮子。
But they were not able to resist the wisdom and the spirit with which he spoke.
但斯提凡是以智慧和圣灵说话，众人都抵挡不住。
And when the wheel was in motion, no one could stop it.
当轮行走的时候，人无法停止。
So they seized him.
所以他们就捉拿他。
Brought him before the council.
把他带到公会去。
They want to use the council to stop the wheel.
他们想要用公会的力量来停止这个轮子。
Facing the entire council, the Stephen delivered a message.Straight from the throne of the Lord.
面对着公会，斯提凡就讲了一篇信息，直接从神的宝座而来。
He spoke from Abraham all the way to Jesus.
他从亚伯拉罕讲到耶稣。
And the wheels were unstoppable.
这轮子是不可停止的。
Hearing the word from Stephen.
听到斯提凡所说的话。
They were cut to the heart.
他们就被好像被心被刺一样。
And gnashed their teeth against Stephen.
他们就咬牙切齿，向着斯蒂芬。
And they intend to kill him.
他们想要杀他。
And right at this critical time,
就在这个重要的时刻
，Stephen saw the heavens open for him.
斯蒂芬看见天开了。
And the Son of Man standing at the right hand of God.
又看见耶稣站在神的右边。
He saw that throne.
他看到那个宝座。
A man sitting on the throne.
并那宝座上坐着的人。
And the crowd.Went on stoning Stephen.
那众人就去用石头打死斯提凡。
Having seen the open heavens,
当他看过了这个敞开的天
，Stephen was able to pray, "Lord, receive my spirit."
斯提凡能够这样的祷告，求主耶稣接收我的灵魂。
Not only he was able to submit to the stoning, he cried out with a loud voice.
不仅他任由人用石头打，更是大声喊着说
：“Lord, do not hold us against them before he fell asleep.”
主啊，不要将这罪归于他们。说了这话，他就睡了。
How could a person pray this prayer during the time he was stoned to death?
当一个人被石头将要打死的时候，他如何能够如此的祷告
？How in the world a person can pray this prayer?Being stoned to death.
当一个人将要被石头打死的时候，如何能够这样的祷告
？He had a wing like a dove.
他有翅膀像鸽子。
He fly away and be at rest.
他就飞去得享安息。
He was at different place.
那时他在不同的一个地方。
He had sympathy to those who were stoning him.
向着那些要用石头打死他的人，他有怜悯。
Do not hold this thing against them.
不要将这罪归于他们。
Brother and sister, how much we need to lay hold of that which is unchangeable.
弟兄姐妹，我们何等需要抓住那一位永不改变的。
We face many uncertainty in the coming weeks and coming months.
在接下来的几周和几个月当中，我们面对很多的不确定性。
Almost every aspect of our life will change.
甚至我们生活的每一个方面都会改变。
Are you surprised?
你为此而感到惊讶吗？
How quickly things can change.
事情改变了如此之快。
Now, when David complete the preparation, for the temple,
当大卫尽他所能为着神建造神的殿做完了预备
，He prayed to the Lord.
他就向主祷告。
He said, "For we are sojourners before you."
我们在你面前是客旅。
Our days on the earth are like a shadow.
我们在世的影子如日子如影儿。
Brother and sister.We are like a shadow.
弟兄姐妹，我们都如影儿一样。
Have you ever seen a shadow that is not changing?
你可否见过一个影子是不改变的？
A shadow will continue to shift as time goes by.
当时间流转的时候，这个影子不断的要改变。
So is everything in our life.
所以我们生活当中一切的事物也是这样。
But the throne of the Lord will not change.
但神的宝座是不会改变的。
The man sitting on the throne is the same yesterday and today and forever.
那一位坐在宝座上的昨日、今日、直到永远都是一样的。
Facing all the uncertainty.
面对着一切的不确定性。
We must lay hold of that which is unchangeable.
我们要抓住这一位永不改变的。
Therefore we pray the Lord will open the heaven for us.
因此我们祷告愿主来 把天向我们敞开。
We can see the throne of the Lord.
好叫我们能够看到神的宝座。
We can see the glory of the Lord.
我们也能够看到神的荣耀。
So how do we actually do to see the glory of the Lord? And to see the throne of the Lord.
那我们当如何做才能够看到神的荣耀和神的宝座呢？
What do we have to do this afternoon?
今天这个下午我们要做什么呢？
What do we need to do tonight?
今天晚上我们当做什么呢？
What do we need to do on Monday?
周一我们当做什么呢？
So we can see the glory of the Lord and the throne of the Lord.
好叫我们能够看到神的荣耀并他的宝座。
The Lord told Ezekiel very specifically.
主就向着以西结告诉他非常明确的事。
What he needed to do.
就是他所要做的是什么。
In chapter 3 here.
在第三章这里。
Before the Lord sent off Ezekiel to be a prophet, he gave the following specific instruction to Ezekiel.
在神差遣以西结去做先知之前，他把这下面的明确的指示交给以西结。
It's very important to us.
这对我们来说是非常重要的。
This is about how can you see the glory of the Lord and the throne of the Lord.
这关乎到你如何能够看到神的荣耀和神的宝座。
Chapter 3 verse 25.
第三节第二十五，第三章第二十五节。
As for you, son of man, they will put ropes on you and bind you with them.So that you cannot go out among them.
人子啊，人必用绳索捆绑你，你就不能出去，在他们中间往来。
26. Moreover, I will make your tongue stick to the roof of your mouth, so that you will be mute.
第26节，我必使你的舌头贴住上膛，以致你哑口。
Verse 27. When I speak to you, I will open your mouth, and you will be able to say to them.
第二十七节，但我对你说话的时候，必使你开口，你就要对他们说。
This is very specific instruction to Ezekiel.
这是对以西结非常详细的指示。
How he should live and serve.
他应当如何生活，如何侍奉。
This is how we see the glory of the Lord and the throne of the Lord.
这就是我们当如何能够看到神的荣耀并他的宝座。
We should humble ourselves under the mighty hands of God.
我们应当自卑，伏在神大能的手下。
No matter what happened to us, no matter what unexpected event occurred,
无论什么发生在我们身上，无论是怎样我们未所意料的事发生了。
If Lord does not open our mouths, let's keep our mouths shut.
若神没有开我们的口，让我们的口就牢牢实实的闭上。
Put rope on us.
用绳子来捆锁我们。
So let's subject ourselves.To the hands of the Lord.
让我们把自己伏在神大能的手下。
If the Lord does not open my mouth, I stay mute.
如果神不开我的口的话，我就闭口不言。
But when the Lord speaks to me,
但当神向我说话的时候
，He will open my mouth and I will speak.
那他就要使我开口，我就要说。
This is obedience.
这是顺服。
Obedience opens the heavens.
顺服能够打开那个天。
When our Lord Jesus went down into the river of Jordan,
当主耶稣去到约旦河的时候
，That is an act of obedience.
那就是顺服当中所行出来的。
When he came out of the waters,
当他从这水中出来的时候
，And heavens were open.
天就向他敞开了。
When in 1993, when I said I'm willing to be a school bus driver.
当1993年我向着主说我愿意做一个校车司机的时候
It is my obedience
那也是我的顺服
To live a simple life
能够过一个简单的生活
It's the obedience that opens the heavens.
是顺服能够打开那个天。
So this is what you and I can do this afternoon.
所以这是你和我这个下午能够做的事。
Learn obedience in our daily life.
在我们每一天的生活当中学习顺服。
When the Lord asks us to speak, then we will speak.
当主让我们说时，我们才说。
When the Lord asks us not to speak, we will mute.
当主让我们闭口时，我们就哑口不言。
When you have this kind of obedience,
当你有这样的顺服的时候
，Even on a very small thing，
即便就是在那些很小的事上
，Heaven will be open to you，
天就会向你敞开。
It is through this obedience，
是借着顺服
，The heaven will stay open to us，
天会持续的向我们敞开。
We will be able to see the glory of the Lord，
我们就能够看到神的荣耀。
We see the throne of the Lord，
我们也能够看到神的宝座。
How can a person see the throne of the Lord？Without obedience,
一个人若不顺服，如何能够看到神的宝座？
The reason we don't see the glory of the Lord, the reason we don't see the throne of the Lord, because we do not obey.
那原因我们不能够看到神的宝座的原因，就是因为我们不愿顺服。
It's not about how much we know.
不关乎我们所知道的有多少。
It is about how much we obey.
而关乎我们能够顺服多少。
Even on a very small thing.
即便是在那最小的事上
，Even the smallest things in our life，
即便在我们生活当中最小的事上
，We have to learn to obey。
我们都要学习顺服。
Once we obey the Lord，
当我们能够顺服神的时候
，Even on the smallest thing，
就是在那些最小的事上
，Heavens are open，
天也会向我们敞开。
Then you see the throne of the Lord，
那你就能看到神的宝座。
When you practice obedience in your home，
在当你在家里来操练顺服的时候
，When you practice obedience。In your interaction, in your relationship with your spouse,
当你和你的配偶的交谈当中来操练顺服的时候
，heavens are open,
天就会敞开。
The throne of the Lord will descend into your home.
神的宝座就会降下到你的家中。
When you practice obedience, even as you work with your children,
当你和在孩子们交流的时候来操练顺服的时候
，When you teach them about obedience。
当你来教导他们顺服的时候
，The heavens are open to them，
天也会向他们敞开。
The throne of the Lord descend into your home，
神的宝座又要降到你的家中。
This is what we need during this time，
这是我们在这个时刻最需要的。
We need the Lord， we need the Lord to glory of the Lord to be seen，
我们需要神和神的荣耀能够被看见。
We need the throne of the Lord。To descend into our home，
我们也需要神的宝座能够降下在我们的家中。
And we do that by obedience，
我们是借着顺服如此而行。
There's no very high message on that，
并没有关乎这个又高很高深的信息。
It is through obedience，
是借着顺服。
It's through the experience of our life，
是借着我们生命当中的经历。
When you hear something。
当你听到一件事
，and you have a tendency to react to it，
你有一个趋向就想要来回应它。
And the Lord said, "Don't speak anymore."
主就对你说不要讲话。
That is the time to practice obedience.
那就是来操练顺服的时候。
If you do not obey，
如果你不顺服的话
，heaven are closed.
天就关掉了。
If you do obey，
如果你顺服的话
，heavens are open.
天就敞开了。
You see that glory of the Lord.
你就能够看到神的荣耀。
You see the throne of the Lord.
你也能够看到神的宝座。
Not only you able to see them.
不仅你能够看到他们。
They descend upon your family.
他们还要降下在你的家中。
When the family life is the center around the throne of the Lord.
当家庭的生活是能够围绕在神的宝座的中心。
Nothing.Can move you anymore.
没有什么再能够来震动你。
Because the throne of the Lord is unchangeable.
因为神的宝座是不会改变的。
When the trouble comes,
当困难来的时候
Ezekiel will just fly away and be at rest.
以西结能够飞去得享安息。
When the Lord opened his mouth,
当神开他的口的时候
Ezekiel was unstoppable like wheels.
以西结如那轮子一般是不可停止的。
We pray the Lord will open our eyes today.
我们祷告愿主今天能够打开我们的眼睛，
Open our understanding today，
也让我们能够真实的明白，
And see that there's something we have to come to grip with，
有一件事是我们要来同意的，
Disobedience of our heart，
就是我们心中的顺服。
And this obedience in our heart is the key allow us to see the open heaven.
我们心中的顺服是让我们得以看到那敞开的天的关键。
The heavens are open today for all of us objectively.
愿天今天向我们每一个人都主观的能够敞开。
But we need to experience that subjectively.
我们每个人都要主观的能够来经历这件事情。
We experience an open heaven through our obedience.
愿我们借着顺服能够真实的来经历这敞开的天。
May the Lord cause us to take this seriously.
愿主让我们能够认真严肃地对待这件事情。
And practice this from this afternoon.
从今天下午开始就操练这事。
And practice this throughout the week.
也在接下来的一周都如此操练。
There will be many opportunities throughout the days.
在每一天当中有很多的机会。
The Spirit will remind you, you are to obey.
圣灵会提醒你，你就要顺服。
Let's practice obedience.
让我们一同来操练顺服。
So that we can see the open heavens.
让我们能够看到那敞开的天。
Let's pray.
让我们祷告。
Father, we thank you this morning. From the book of Ezekiel, we see open heavens.
父，感谢你早上借着以西结书，我们看到了那敞开的天。
We know there were many uncertainties in front of us.
我们知道在我们前面有很多的不确定。
There are things that will cause all of us to worry.
有很多的事会让我们担忧。
And the worry of the Lord of the world is like thorns.
世上的思虑就好像那荆棘一样。
But we thank you this morning. We want to come together.And to thank you.
我们感谢你早上我们愿意一同聚集能够来献上感谢。
Because the heavens are open to all of us.
因为这天是向我们众人已经敞开了。
We pray that each one of us will see that you have made all the provisions to open the heaven.
愿我们众人能够看到您为着这个敞开的天做上了一切的预备。
And we do pray for all of us to be able to see the open heaven.In our daily life,
我们也祷告，愿我们每一个人在日常的生活当中都能够看到这敞开的天。
It is through obedience that we can see the open heavens.
是借着顺从，我们能够看到这敞开的天。
So we pray for all of us that would to take heart and learn how to obey you.
愿我们祷告，愿众人都能够把这事放在心上，能够来顺从你。
May you grant us that.Opportunity to experience that open heaven this week.
愿这一周你给我们这样的机会，能够来经历那敞开的天。
We pray in Jesus' name.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
Amen.